Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine Home of Holy Love Ministries from Friday, June 10th through Thursday, June 16th, 2022. June 10th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, the foundation of your personal holiness is your desire to please me. This arises from your love for me. The more you can die to self and love me, the holier you are. Search for ways to please me. In dying to self, I will fill you with a love of pleasing me. It is the soul who lives in this way whose prayers are most efficacious. I make the effort to please those who are devoted to me in such a way. In each present moment, desire to find new ways to make me happy. It is the present moment that offers the opportunity to advance in personal holiness in such a way. Pray to be cognizant of this. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 22. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 11th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, the ability to accept change easily is a grace. It is Satan who presents so many reasons as to why change would be negative. Always search out my will in change. Do not stubbornly stick to the past. Be open to the positive aspects of any change. Change is a daily part of my call to conversion and must constantly be accepted as such. Never let Satan present to you what is not my will. Change in anything is a part of your moment-to-moment conversion. Keep at the center of your heart my call to your own conversion, which requires moment-by-moment change of heart. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 12th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, I must point out to you that the media is manipulating the population to believe certain things and trying to lead this country into weakness. Fuel would not be pricey or a concern if the leaders would open the Alaska pipeline again. Citizens have a right to bear arms. This is being portrayed as an evil, as every crime is shown as misuse of guns by the general public. In general, the public is being misled by a media manipulated by outside sources. Do not let the news media have the final word or be the truth that you believe in. Unless the general population becomes disorganized and the truth silenced, evil cannot overpower this nation. Believe believe in what your nation was founded upon, the Constitution. Free enterprise must not be manipulated by organized monopolies. The crimes of a few must not dictate far-sweeping policies. As citizens of a free nation, be united in the truth. Never be silenced by those with outside interests. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 12th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the backbone of the remnant faithful is truth. Truth acknowledges where you have been in the past and where you are headed in the future. A lying spirit is one that tries to distort reality. It is then that the consequences of actions are misinterpreted. If you are wise, you will support the reversal of the abortion laws and protect the unborn. In so doing, you will protect the future of this free nation. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 13th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, do not be impatient with those who are not far along in their personal holiness. Show them a good example. This alone is a good correction. Pray that such as these desire deeper holiness. This is the key to their improvement. Use your angels to correct their mistakes. If everyone around them walks in holiness, soon they will follow suit. Keep a positive attitude that good will win out. Some have positive traits that are hidden, but come to the surface in time of need. As for the ministry, it is always the same and yet ever-changing. Those working in the ministry must adapt to change, but support the basic precepts of the mission. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Another note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 3. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 14th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, make holiness your priority. Choose it. This is the way to choose heaven as your eternal home. If you saw your alternative, you would clamor to holiness in every present moment. I can do no more than invite you to make the right choices. You must decide with your whole heart. At the moment of your judgment, what matters is the priority of your heart. Do you choose me and my Son, or is your heart entangled in a web of sin? You must step away from the world and all its allurements. Choose obedience to my commandments, first and foremost. This is the only way to secure your salvation. Listen and take heed. A note is given to read James chapter 4, verse 4. Unfaithful creatures, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Another note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 through 14. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Aim at righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 15th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, when my Son returns, there will be no false or pretentious religions. The truth will reign in all hearts. All hearts will be united in the truth of worshiping me as Creator. I will rule over all hearts. My Son will be recognized as the Savior. People will worship as one body of truth. There will be no persecution of the truth. My children will not be fed lies of Satan in the form of world news and false religions. I long for this time, and yet I dread the hour when it will be too late for souls to choose their own salvation. Continue to pray for the conversion of all souls and the conversion of the heart of the world. Make good use of the time I allot you, which is the present moment. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. June 16th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, one step in being patient with others is to try to understand the crosses in their lives. Perhaps they are very critical as they suffer from perfectionism. Perhaps they make much of their physical ailments. This should be a sign to you that they have not fully accepted their crosses or that they are proud of their crosses. Try, when dealing with such as these, to put things in perspective for them. This involves representing the truth to them. You can be sympathetic, but at the same time point out others who suffer similar crosses patiently. At the root of impatience is disordered self-love. Remember how patient Jesus was in carrying his cross. Pray for patience in every adversity." A note is given to read Psalm 31:23 through 24. "Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays him who acts haughtily. Be strong, and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.